Bibles with you today. Could you please stand and turn with me to the book of St. Mark. That's Mark, 9th chapter, beginning with the 23rd verse. Mark, one of the four gospel writers. Amen, amen. That's Mark 9, 23. Amen?
Amen.
If you're able to stand for the reading of God's word, please do so. Amen.
Amen.
All right. Amen. 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 That Mark 9. We're going to start at the 23rd verse and we're going to climax at the 25th verse. Jesus said unto him, if thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth.
Right.
And straightway the father of the child cried out and said with tears, Lord, I believe.
Alrighty.
Help thou my unbelief.
Alright.
When Jesus saw that the people came running together, he rebuked the foul spirit, saying unto him, Thou dumb and deaf spirit, I charge thee, come out of him and enter no more into him.
That's right.
May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his word.
Amen.
God is a good God.
Amen.
How many of you know that God can do all things? How many of you know if God said it, he'll bring it to pass?
Amen.
Today I want to focus in on today. Just believe.
All right.
Now you just said that you believe that God can do all things.
Amen.
And the only thing I want you to do is just believe.
Yes, sir.
When you're going through your situations or your circumstance, just
believe.
Amen. God has been so good to us.
Yes, sir.
Amen. In the ninth chapter of the book of Mark, the transfiguration had just taken place. Amen. And we see that a man had brought his son to Jesus' disciples.
That's right.
And they could not heal him.
Amen.
And Jesus said, O faithless generation, how long shall I be with you?
All right.
How long shall I suffer you? Bring him unto me.
Amen.
And we know that Jesus said unto him, if thou canst believe,
that's right,
all things are possible.
Yes, sir.
To him that believes.
Amen.
And we know straightway the father of the son of the child cried out. And said unto him, Lord, I believe.
That's right.
But help my unbelief.
That's right.
Amen. We all got that unbelief.
Amen.
But we still want the Lord to help us.
That's right.
Amen. God is a good God.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
You know, church, in the book of Romans, in that 12th chapter, around that third verse, for I say, through the grace given to me, to everyone who is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but think soberly.
That's it.
As God hath dealt to each one measure of faith.
Amen.
For as we have many members in one body, all the members do not have the same function. God had dealt to each one of us.
That's right.
A measure of faith.
That's right.
So you got something.
Amen.
On the inside.
Yes, sir. Yes.
Everyone has a measure.
All right.
Of faith.
Mm-hmm.
How much is increased?
Well,
depends on you.
Amen. Amen.
Me.
Amen.
We got it in there.
Yes, sir.
But it depends how it increases. It depends on us.
Well, well.
Hebrews 11.
Mm.
Faith is the substance of things hoped for.
That's
yes,
right.
Sir.
And the evidence of things not seen.
All right. All right.
Drop down to that sixth verse. But it said, but without faith.
That's right. That's right.
It is impossible
yes,
to please
Amen.
Him. But he who comes to God must believe
that's right.
that he is.
Mm-hmm.
And that he is a rewarder of those who seek him.
Amen. Yes. Amen.
Just believe.
All right. All
yes,
right.
sir. Yes, sir.
All right.
Just believe.
That's right.
Some of us have large faith.
Mm-hmm.
Some of us have small faith.
Well, yes, sir. Well.
It depends on you.
Yeah. Yes, yeah. Sir. Amen.
Whether or not you want to trust God. Woo, or not.
You see it, Pastor. You see mm-hmm.
it. It depends on us.
Amen.
Whether we want to trust God or not.
Amen. Yes, amen.
Amen. Amen. We all run into some problems.
Mm-hmm.
But then we still don't go to God
my,
in
my.
Prayer.
My.
So that's telling me you got small faith.
my.
Because when you go to somebody else, instead of going to the source.
That's right. That's right.
How much is increased depends on you.
Mm-hmm.
What you need in the quality of faith is already inside of you.
Mm-hmm.
We all have faith.
Amen.
What we got to do, church, we got to get that what's on the inside to grow.
That's right.
Until it's on the outside of us.
Right, right, right.
Y'all hear me?
Right.
Y'all hear me?
Yes, sir.
We have to get what's on the inside to grow until it's on the outside.
That's right. Yes. That's right. Amen. That's right. That's right.
We got to utilize what we already have.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Faith is not the problem.
Well,
but the implementation of faith.
Mm-hmm.
Are we putting our faith to use?
Yeah.
Are we putting our faith to use?
Mm-hmm.
When things come in our life, do we have enough faith to trust in God?
All right. All right. Mm-hmm. All right.
Amen. I'm so happy little Faith is still young right now. Because every time I see it, she's probably looking at mom and dad. They talking about me. Amen. Daddy, why they calling my name? Amen. Amen. We got to put the faith to use.
Yes, sir.
We got to put it to use.
That's right.
Amen, amen. Hey, that's just like if I had a light switch right over here.
Well,
see, I'm talking about electricity because that's what I know.
Yeah.
I don't know nothing else but electricity. See, if I had an electricity, a switch right here.
Yes, sir.
I know that switch is there.
Right, right.
But in order for me to utilize that switch, I got to walk over there.
Too. Amen, amen.
And turn it on.
That's right.
That's how your faith is.
That's right.
You got to utilize it.
Amen.
You got to turn it on.
Yes.
You know it's there, but if you don't know, but if you don't go over here and turn it on,
yes, sir.
It ain't never coming on.
Yes, sir.
That's how faith is. That's our faith here. We got to utilize it.
Yes, sir.
We know that it's there.
Mm-hmm.
But until we utilize it, then it comes into action.
Yeah.
James 2 and 17 says, faith without works is dead. Amen.
Right.
Amen. So we got to put our faith to use.
Yes, sir.
When things are so hard for us, When situation and circumstance, when sickness, disease, and stress is all upon us, we got to have faith in God.
Yes, sir.
Knowing that He will bring us through.
Amen. Amen.
Though you slay me,
yes, sir.
Yet, I'm going to trust you. God has been so good to us.
Amen.
In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Amen, amen. See, you got to have faith to knowing that God done that.
Yes, sir.
Yes. If He say He created the heaven and earth, you got to believe.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
That He created the heavens and the earth.
Amen.
You got to know that you know.
Yes, sir.
That you know. You cannot have no doubts about God's word.
Mm-hmm.
There is no doubting in God's word.
Amen.
If He said,
amen. That's it.
That's it.
All right.
All right. Amen. Ain't no sitting there trying to question God's word.
All right, Pastor.
If He said it, take it to the bank.
That's right. That's right.
And you can cash it in.
That's right.
You can cash it in. That is why church, we must not only believe God can. We got to also know that God will.
Yes.
Do it for us.
That's right. That's right.
Just believe.
Yes, right.
That's all we got to do is just believe. Just believe, church. The Father said in our text, I believe.
Yeah.
But help my unbelief.
That's right.
Some of us are right here on faith.
Well,
some of us are right here on faith.
Mm-hmm.
Some of us are down here on faith.
Right.
That's why each and every day of our life, we need to ask God to increase.
That's right.
Our faith.
That's right.
Increase.
Amen.
Our faith. Romans 10 and 13 through 17.
Mm-hmm.
Whosoever called on the name of the Lord,
that's
right, shall be saved.
That's it.
How then shall they call on Him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in Him on whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher?
That's it. All right.
And how shall they preach unless they are sent? And is it written, how beautiful are the feet of those who preach the gospel of peace, who bring glad tidings of good things.
Amen.
But go on at 16 verse, he said, but they have not all obeyed the gospel.
That's right.
For Isaiah said, Lord, who has believed our report? So then faith come by hearing.
That's right.
And hearing by the word of God.
All right.
Amen. Right. That's the only way you're going to get faith.
All right.
Is by hearing the word of God.
Yes, sir.
We put faith in everything else.
My Lord.
We trust everything else. Instead of trusting God.
That's right.
See, you said from the beginning.
Yes, sir.
Y'all believe that God can do all things.
Yes, sir.
But why don't we call on God for the big things as well as the small things?
Yes, sir.
See, we think we can handle the small things.
But we
messing up. We can't handle nothing.
You're right.
We can't handle nothing. That small thing going to a big thing.
You're right.
I'm here to tell you that small thing that you got going on, you better turn it over to God.
Amen.
And let Him handle it.
Amen.
He can handle the big things as well as the small things.
Yes, sir.
Why? Because He's God.
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm.
He got it like that.
That's right.
Amen. Just believe, church.
Yes, sir.
That's all we have to do is just believe.
Yes, sir.
If you won't hear it, just believe.
Mm-hmm.
If you want a financial blessing, just believe.
All right.
If you want to be delivered, just believe.
That's right.
If you want guidance, just believe. God got everything that we need.
That's right.
Everything that we need. The Bible said we have not.
Wow. All right.
Because we ask not.
All right. All right.
When God's standing there with outstretched hands, telling us to come unto him, all ye that are labor and are heavy laden, I will give you rest.
That's right. That's right.
Amen. Amen. Back over in the Mark chapter 10, around the 46th verse, we see a blind beggar, blind Bartimaeus. Sitting alongside of the road. When he heard my Jesus.
That's right.
Were passing by.
Yes, sir.
He cried out, Son of David.
Yes, sir.
Have mercy on me.
My Lord.
Amen. We know that many times people try to hush him up.
Well.
But he cried the more. Jesus, the Son of David.
Amen.
Have mercy on me. See, you got some people in this world will try to shut you up.
Well,
yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Well,
yes,
well.
They don't want you to call on Jesus.
My mind.
But you got to call on him.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
No matter what.
Amen.
No matter what, you got to call on the mighty name of Jesus.
Yes, sir.
Because he said, if you call on me, I'll come and see about
you. All right.
He told old blind Bartimaeus, what can I do for you? The blind man said, I want to see.
My.
Oh, Lord have mercy.
My.
See how simple that was. Jesus asked him what you want.
My.
Blind Bartimaeus said, man, I want to see.
All right. Amen.
Amen. See, that's how we have to do sometimes.
Yes, sir.
When God said, what you want, my child.
Amen.
You can't beat around the bush with God. Right. You got to tell him what you want.
Right. Yes, sir.
All right.
Call him up and tell him what you want.
That's all right, sir.
And he'll come and see about you.
All right.
He'll come and see about you. I'm a living witness.
Yes, sir.
He'll come and see about
you. Yes, sir.
And Jesus went on and said, on your way, said Jesus, your faith,
my Lord,
and heal you.
My Lord.
In that very instant.
Yes, sir.
Bartimaeus received his sight.
My Lord.
See, his faith. You got to have faith.
Yes, sir.
The size of a mustard seed.
Mm. All right.
Just a little bit of faith. Mm. We all got it in us, but we got to utilize what's on the inside.
Yes, yeah.
To get it to come on the outside.
Yes, sir.
I want to receive my sight.
All right.
And immediately he received his sight.
All right.
And followed Jesus on down the road.
Mm-hmm.
Church, we got to realize God is there for us.
Yes, sir.
If God is for us,
my Lord,
who
my Lord.
Can be
my Lord.
Against us?
My Lord.
So I'm telling you right now, Jesus is walking down your road.
All right.
Right now. He's walking down your road right now.
Yes, all right.
So what you gonna do when he's walking down your road?
Right.
Yes, sir.
Right.
It's a chance of a lifetime.
Yes, sir.
You might not get it another time.
All right.
Now is the acceptable time.
Yes.
Jesus is walking down the road.
Yes, sir.
He's coming up knocking on your doorstep.
That's right.
My doorstep.
All right.
He's knocking. Chance of a lifetime.
My Lord.
You might not get another chance.
Mm.
That's why he said, don't worry about tomorrow.
That's right.
He said, I take care of tomorrow.
Yeah.
You just take care of today.
Mm-hmm.
Chance of a lifetime.
All right, brother.
Jesus came to save us from our sin.
Yeah.
He came down through the quarters of time.
Mm-hmm.
The one who knew no sin.
That's right.
But became sin that I may have a right to tree of life.
That's right.
Now he was sinless.
That's right.
See, I am a sinner.
Yeah.
Amen. I am a sinner. Yeah. But Jesus was sinless.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
He bare all my burdens.
That's right. That's right.
He bare your burdens.
My Lord.
And my burdens.
My Lord. My Lord.
Up on the cross.
My Lord.
And one thing, church, we must realize, he could have came down off the cross.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
If he wanted to.
Amen.
He said, no man take my life.
That's right.
He said, I lay it down.
That's right.
And he said, I can pick it back up again.
Yes, sir.
He could have came down.
Yes, sir.
But he said, but not my will.
That's right.
But thy will be done.
Thank you, Father.
He hung on the cross.
Thank you, Father.
For you and me.
That's
why, church, I wasn't there, but yet and still I believe that Jesus died to save a sin-sick world.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that he bore the stripes for your sin and my sin.
Amen.
I believe that, church.
Amen.
I believe.
Amen.
I refuse to allow the situation or the surrounding to stop me from calling on his holy and righteous name.
All right. All right.
See, church, we got to realize we are here because God wanted us to be here. We ain't here on our own. Yes. We are here because God wanted us to be here.
Yes.
God sent his spirit to put it on your mind.
Yes, sir.
To come out to the house of prayer.
All right.
God sent his spirit down for you to get up this morning.
Yeah.
Clothe in your right frame of mind.
Right.
Put on your clothes. Start your feet to work and walking because you ain't walking on your own.
All right.
Got your mind to thinking. It was God, not you.
Amen.
It was God,
yes, sir.
Not you.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
God is the reason why we are here today.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
We can't do nothing on our own.
Amen.
Is God got our voice to talk it?
Mm-hmm.
Got our heart to beat?
Amen.
Got our mind regulated? Got up and let us fix our hair? Put on our clothes?
Amen.
Eat our breakfast?
That's right.
It was God.
That's right.
Nobody else but God. So just believe.
Yeah.
God does not work by any time piece of any kind.
Amen. Amen.
God does not work by the watch you got on.
That's right. That's right.
The watch on the wall.
That's right.
The watch in your car.
Mm-hmm.
The sun.
Mm-hmm.
God's timepiece is his own.
Yeah.
My ways are not your ways.
All right.
My thoughts are not your thoughts.
Amen.
One day is like 1,000 years.
Mm-hmm.
And 1,000 years just like a day.
My Lord.
Church now is the acceptable time.
Yes, sir.
Just believe.
Mm-hmm.
That's all we have to do.
Amen.
It's not hard, church.
Amen.
It's not hard to just believe.
All right.
And we got to learn how to leave everything to God.
Yeah, man. Amen.
We got to learn how to put our trust in God.
Mama.
Because he is the only one that can help us.
That's right.
He is the only one
That's right.
That we need. As he walking down your street right now. He walking down your street right now.
All right.
He walking down your street right now. Do you hear him calling your name? Do you hear him calling your name?
Hello.
Amen. Do you hear him calling your name? It's when you hear him calling your name, all you got to say, Lord, I'm here.
That's right.
Man, amen.
I'm here, Lord.
That's right.
Whatever it is.
All right.
You have for me to do.
Right.
Use me, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Use me. I'm yours, Lord.
Yes.
Use me. Just believe, church.
Yeah.
Just believe. There may be someone here today.